Welcome to episode 393 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. A 2019 survey found that the majority of church-going American Christians were unfamiliar with the term the Great Commission. Some of these people likely hold church offices. Many are likely multi-generational Christians. Even among those familiar with it, 25% recognized the phrase but could not explain what it was. Only 17% were familiar with the phrase and its meaning. The Great Commission is the term that has been used to describe the command Jesus gave to the apostles shortly before he ascended into heaven. It essentially outlines what Jesus expected the apostles and those who follow them to do in his absence. Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." This command instructs us to make disciples while we are going throughout the world. It compels us to share the good news until everyone has heard. God calls all believers to engage in the business of the kingdom, making disciples of all nations. And it is in response to this command, to this commission, that dozens of early disciples, the apostles and others who were with them at Pentecost, that the church transitioned from a small ragtag group to the dominant world religion in less than 3 centuries. Although it might seem that people are increasingly losing interest in religion, around the globe, Christianity is actually still growing. With a 1.17% growth rate, almost 2.56 billion people will identify as Christian by the middle of 2022. By 2050, that number is expected to top 3.33 billion. That's about a little less than a third of the world's population. Still, there is no doubt that Christianity is not growing today the way that it did in the 3 centuries after Christ. And more than 2 out of every 3 people are not followers of Jesus. Let's look at Acts 5. The apostles had been imprisoned for preaching. An angel of the Lord released them. And what do they do after securing their freedom? A report of their activities is given in verse 25. "Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." So they bring them in again. And here is the charge that the high priest levies against them. "We strictly charged you not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Teach, teach, teach. "Don't you men realize we don't want you to fill this city with your teaching?" How do they respond? Do they cower in fear? Do they teach quietly in an underground church? Do they go out into the countryside away from the watchful eyes of the authorities to share the gospel? Not at all. Verse 42, "And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus." Why? Because this is what Jesus told them to do. Go make disciples, baptizing and teaching. Teaching, teaching. Fill the cities with your teaching. In Matthew 28, Jesus said, "Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Them. Who is them? All nations. Make disciples of all nations, teaching them. The Great Commission is not just go and make converts from all nations, but go and make disciples. That is, those who observe all that I commanded you. And to that end, teach them to observe all that I commanded you. Teach them. Teach, teach, teach. Paul told the church at Ephesus that the risen Christ gave to his church shepherds, pastors, and teachers, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine. Churches and Christians without teaching remain children, and children are weak and vulnerable. So Jesus gives teachers to his church. That's what he did in Matthew 28, verse 20, and that's what he continues to do today. He is calling and commissioning teachers for the nations. A disciple is someone who receives instruction from another person. A Christian disciple is a baptized follower of Christ, one who believes the teachings of Christ. A disciple of Christ imitates Jesus' example, clings to his sacrifice, believes in his resurrection, possesses the Holy Spirit, and lives to do his work. The command in the Great Commission to make disciples means to teach or train people to follow and obey Christ. And one who becomes a disciple wants to teach or train others to become fellow disciples. In commissioning us to make disciples, Jesus commands us to teach others to observe all that I have commanded you. Included in this is the command to teach people to observe all that I commanded you. Did you get that? Verse 20 of Matthew 28 commands us to teach the nations to observe all that I have commanded you. That's a command. And so it is one of the commands that the nations should obey. And when they obey it, they too are teaching the nations to observe all that Jesus commanded. In other words, those who are involved in fulfilling the Great Commission, at least this part of it, are commanded to not just teach, but to teach others to teach. It produces teachers. It's a replication strategy. There is a way to study and teach the Bible that keeps people perpetually dependent on the teacher. And there is a way to study and teach the Bible that turns people into self-replenishing teachers who can find the meaning in the Bible without the need to rely on so-called experts. If Jesus had said, "Teach them all that I have commanded you," that would have been hard. There are a lot of commandments that Jesus gave. But Jesus didn't say that. He didn't say, "Teaching them all that I have commanded you." He said something infinitely harder. He said, "Teaching them to not only know, but observe all that I have commanded you." It's one thing to put commandments in people's heads. It's another thing to change their hearts so that they gladly obey. That's impossible for a human being to do. Only God can do that. At first glance, then, you might think Jesus called us to do something that will never succeed, especially when you think about the kinds of commands that he gave. Take up your cross and follow me. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Don't be anxious about anything. But then, on closer inspection, you realize in his list of commandments, Jesus gave some which are designed to make the others possible. Here are three of them. You must be born again. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Abide in me like a branch in a life-giving vine. Every one of those commands says, in essence, I know you are helpless. I know you cannot keep, let alone teach others to keep my commandments. Therefore, come to me, trust me, listen to me, treasure me above all else. Abide in me like a branch in the vine. I will produce your fruit. As more members of a church embrace their responsibility to teach the Word of God to other people in their various spheres of life, the Word of God expands exponentially. This does not happen through printed publications, radio, television, internet, podcasts, even though those mediums of communication provide powerful platforms for broadcasting Scripture. The rapid exponential expansion of the influence of the Word of God occurs as personally committed, convinced church members embrace their responsibility to teach the Word of God to others on a regular, individual basis. And it is a solemn obligation of pastors and other church leaders to motivate and equip them to do this important work. Father, we thank you that we will never be alone. We will never have to do what we have been called to do on our own. We thank you for the friendship, power, and authority of Christ. With this working in us, help us to faithfully fulfill the Great Commission. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.